First, tonight, the government is not ruling out a public inquiry into the Chrysler tragedy, with the Taoiseach saying there are significant questions to answer. Four men, three women and three children died in the explosion at a filling station and adjoining apartments in the Donegal village in October 2022. And Sarah Burns of the Irish Times, bereaved families, they're calling for this public inquiry tonight. What exactly are they saying?
Yeah, so Darragh Machen is a lawyer from Phoenix Law, and he's representing the next of kin of 7 of the 10 victims of the Chrysler explosion in October 2022. And they're looking for an independent investigation to be established. Their request comes as Gardaí continue to investigate the circumstances of the explosion, and the cause of that explosion has yet to be formally confirmed by authorities, but it's understood that a gas leak is considered a central line of inquiry. The letter that was written to the minister has also asked to consider meeting the families. The minister's department confirmed she had received the letter and was currently considering its contents. Darragh Machen was on the 6-1 News then as well this evening, and he was saying, you know, the time is now, that an inquiry wasn't premature, that family needed answers, they needed to grieve properly, and that lessons had to be learned. He said that no reply had been received from the minister yet, but that they did expect one before the 2-year anniversary on October 7th.
And what response has been forthcoming from government circles so far?
The Taoiseach Simon Harris was speaking to reporters in New York, and as you said there, he didn't rule out an inquiry, but he didn't exactly commit to one either. He said the government would consider it. He said they would keep an open mind and that there were very significant questions that needed answers in relation to the explosion.
Lisa Chambers, what's your initial response to this call for a public inquiry?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the call is unreasonable. I know that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was also asked about this in New York, and his position, which I think is also reasonable, is that we should await the outcome of the Garda investigation and the health and safety reports and then make a decision on what steps to take next. But certainly the family should be listened to. To lose 10 lives in that manner is a huge tragedy, a huge scar on that community, a massive trauma that will be felt for generations, and those families deserve answers. And at the minute, all we have really a speculation and opinion, but we don't have the hard facts in black and white. And
do you think a public inquiry could happen in lockstep with the Garda investigation?
I'm not sure. I mean, it would probably make sense to conclude the Garda investigation first, if just as I'm thinking of it now. But again, that'll be a matter for the minister and for the department to assess that. But I think the Taoiseach's comments are probably coming from a place of experience and wanting to have the full information before the government make a decision. But I do think the voice of the families and the community should be part of that decision-making process.
Matt Carthy, your party has 2 TDs in this constituency. What are you hearing, or what is your response to this call?
Yeah, I think there are very clearly issues of public concern that need to be investigated, and I'm sure, you know, and I think it was interesting reading the family's statement where they said, you know, a public inquiry or commission of investigation. So I think clearly there's an openness. What the families want
their argument is that a public inquiry could happen in tandem with the Garda investigation, similar to the Grenfell inquiry and the Met police investigation across the water.
I have to say, one of the things that struck me today listening to the families, and we saw a couple of them on the TV screens before we came in here, and I was just hoping that we didn't have a repeat of history where the families would be forced to go in, you know, campaign for a lengthy period of time just to get to the truth. We've had the experience of the Stardust inquiry. It took 40 years essentially for families to get to the truth. Just before the Dáil went into recess in summer, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs sat on their hands on a motion calling for a public inquiry into the death of Shane O'Farrell, despite the fact that Fianna Fáil, for example,
but on this one, are you open to a public inquiry at the moment into the Chrysler tragedy?
Yes, I am, and I think it's really important that, as we've seen in other instances, such as the Shane O'Farrell case, that either Garda inquiries, followed by GSOC inquiries, followed by scoping exercises, that we don't actually see the state putting obstacles
so
in the way
right
of the
now,
families
you think?
Getting to the truth.
One
I
now.
Think what's essential is that the families get to the full truth.
Gary Gannon.
Yeah, of course. I thought Darragh Machen made a very compelling case for a public inquiry today in his interactions with the media. That was followed on just now by the families on prime time.
Yeah, that's been Donna and Hugh Harper, the parents of Leona Harper, a young woman who lost her life in the tragedy. speaking to Miriam O'Callaghan.
Yeah, and the very compelling case they made was the fact that, like, while the Garda investigation will certainly investigate all the criminal aspects, there may be other dimensions to the case that a full public inquiry will be able to establish quickly. One of the things I don't want to see is a re-traumatising of victims. This was a catastrophic event, and where questions remain, I do think there's an onus on the state just to come in and address all outstanding questions and do it quickly. We don't need a scenario where families are campaigning outside the door for the next decade
and
or more.
And for you, would a public inquiry not scupper a Garda investigation?
I'm not quite sure. I think Darragh Macken made a very compelling case today as to why that wouldn't be the case, so no, I don't think it would.
And will your party be backing calls for this as well in the weeks and months ahead?
In fairness, we haven't had a chance to sit down and talk about it as a party. I will have a parliamentary party meeting tomorrow, but I can't speak to my own kind of thoughts, having listened to the case being outlined today.